This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. We are live on the road again at number one Cochrane Ford, Allegheny Valley. It's a beautiful facility, and you should come out if you're in this area. In fact, it's a simple drive. You got 28 from downtown. You can be here in 20 minutes. And there are no red lights along the way. So it's just off Route 28 in Natrona Heights, and they got some great things going on here. I want to tell you about their Independence Day. It may have come and gone, but number one Cochrane's red, white, and new celebration has been extended all the way through July 31st. So come on out. We'll tell you more about what's going on out here. But we're here talking about sports and specifically Paul Skeens. And why not? He's the guy who's garnering all the headlines, and deservedly so, after what we saw here over the last 5 weeks. It's been incredible, and it gets better. And it doesn't seem like at all he's in a situation where people wonder, will this stop? Is he going to have a bad outing? Nothing so far. He is 6-0. He's got a 190 ERA. And this week on the Dan Patrick Show, a little surprise for him. It kind of reminded me when David Baker of the Pro Football Hall of Fame surprised Bill Cowher on CBS during the NFL Today on CBS and came in studio unbeknownst to Cowher and told him that he had just joined the Hall of Fame and that he was going to be inducted. And pretty emotional time. Paul Skeens is... he doesn't show his emotion so well, which is a good quality, I'm sure, for him. It works well. But he was doing an interview, and all of a sudden, Torrey Lovello shows up on it, and he's asking Paul, hey, would you be my starter for the All-Star game? First overall pick last year, immediate success. He's got the baseball buzzing, and Paul Skeens is now your opening day starter for the All-Star game, which is next Tuesday down in Arlington, Texas. And it will be interesting to see him going against an American League lineup to start that is loaded with offensive talent. You know, we saw a glimpse of that earlier this year when the Dodgers were in town and Skeens goes up against Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman and specifically Shohei Ohtani. And it was Skeens, first time up, who blew Ohtani away. I mean, just blew him away. Next time up, it was Ohtani who got the better of him with a home run. But Skeens has given up very, very few runs. And he's been under the spotlight no matter where he goes. We saw here his last start in Pittsburgh, sellout of 37-037. And then in Milwaukee, they had a similar crowd there on an afternoon game to watch him. And I guarantee you the excitement for this young man is going to push the ratings on Fox up a lot on Tuesday night. And the other thing about him that's pretty spectacular is when this season opened, you know, he was one of the long shots to win the Cy Young. Hard enough to win Rookie of the Year, which I think now is fait accompli unless he completely self-destructs. He's going to be the National League Rookie of the Year, but he started this season as a 200-1 underdog for the Cy Young Award. In just a short amount of time, because he was not called up until May, Paul Skeens is now 11-1 to win the Cy Young. Would that be crazy or what to see in his first year? You know, first of all, he wins a national championship, then he gets first overall, then he gets up here, then he gets the All-Star start, and then he wins Rookie of the Year and Cy Young. I don't think you'll find a better start like that anywhere in the history of the game. So we'll be talking a lot about Paul Skeens. The number to call is 412-928-9370. You can hit me up on Twitter at KDPomp. Again, here at number one Cochrane Ford Allegheny Valley. I'll be telling you more about what they're doing coming up here shortly. But I remind you that our show is brought to you by number one Cochrane. You can shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochrane.com. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. You know, the crazy thing about what's going on here is that if you look at some of the stuff and how it's evolved in baseball, and a few years ago, and I'm talking about decades ago, there were guys who were, no interest in pitch counts. Managers didn't use metrics like that to decide what they were going to do. And so pitchers would just pitch until they said they couldn't pitch anymore. We saw that a lot with Bob Gibson. We saw that a lot with Pirate pitchers. I talked to Steve Blass before about throwing complete games in the World Series. This was before any pitch clock back in the 1970s, and he did it in 2 hours and 15 minutes, 2 hours and 14 minutes, 9 innings both times. Quick work. Didn't matter what the pitch count. I said, Steve, what was your pitch count? He go, we didn't have a pitch count. Well, I say this because of what's happening in sports today, and it's just the way things have evolved, I suppose. But Paul Skenes was taken out of the game the other night. 7 innings of no-hit baseball, 99 pitches. A lot of people thought he should have stayed in. After all, it's a no-hit bid. But this is twice this year where Derek Shelton has taken him out. Once a 6-inning no-hitter, early in the year they took him out. And then you had this game, 7 innings, 99 pitches, no-hitter, they took him out. Now, that's conventional wisdom today. Most managers are doing the same. And you're seeing a lot of combined no-hitters when you see a no-hitter. In fact, that makes me think back to the one in 1997 here in Pittsburgh between the Pirates and Astros. It was we were talking about this the other day. I remember being there for that game and watching Francisco Cordova. And then it wasn't a case of pitch counts. I just think they made I don't know what the deal was, but Ricardo Rincon came in after that. So they combined on a no-hitter, which was won by the Pirates with one swing in the bat in the bottom of the 10th, Mark Smith with a 3-run walk-off home run. Well, anymore, to get no-hitters, you're going to probably get that kind of look, a combined no-hit look. As far as Skenes is concerned, though, he seemed to be disappointed he was taken out. He had 99 pitches, and I wonder if it was up to him what he would have done. It seemed like he may have gone off for one more, but Derek Shelton has to be careful here. So I'm not going to blame him for it. It's been the way things are in baseball. But I want to take you back to one of the most ridiculous starts ever. Nolan Ryan, back on June 14th, 1974. So he faced 58 Red Sox batter. He struck out 19, walked 10. 13 innings he was on the mound. He threw 278 pitches, and he got a no decision. He struck off the leadoff man, Cecil Cooper, 6 times. That's according to baseballhistory.com. So 278 pitches, can you imagine? Anyway, today that you'll never see 100 or 110, and then all of a sudden things change. Well, it's interesting because a lot of people had a debate about this. A lot of people thought Skenes should have been stayed in. Others understood what Derek Shelton was doing. It's always interesting to get the girlfriend of the athlete. And she was at the ESPYs the other night talking about Livy Dunn, outstanding LSU gymnast who's going to return there and I'm sure cash in on a big time NIL money. But she was asked what would she had done or what should have happened with Paul Skenes 99 pitches, 7 hitless innings, and this is what she had to say.
Boyfriend Paul almost had a no-hitter, but they pulled him before the game was over. Knowing how much of a competitor he is, how much do you think he would like to have finished that game?
You know what? It would have been a cool accolade to say that you threw a no-hitter your rookie year, but also you got to make that arm last long. So I don't blame them.
Wow. Derek Shelton and the management team like that answer. I don't blame them. If she had not said that and said, hey, it would have been cool, he's a competitor, he wants to be out there, and he should have stayed out there, I think that would have raised some eyebrows. But she handled it like a pro. She did. And she, you got to think about that. And I know that's how it is. They're trying to maneuver so the guys don't get injured, but it's almost impossible with pitchers today. They're always going to get injured. And so that's just the way it is. I'd like to hear what you would have done at 412-928-9370. I think if this had been 8 hitless innings, he would have definitely been out there for the 9th. I could have seen it going both ways there. I really understood what Shelton was doing, but I also know that you don't get a shot at doing this kind of stuff very often. Although he now twice in his rookie season has gone 6 hitless, 11 strikeouts, 7 hitless, and 7 strikeouts. The larger picture here is the Pirates because they won again last night. And we saw a return of Marco Gonzalez. Marco Gonzalez, you might forget that he pitched earlier this season and pitched pretty well. He had a 2.65 ERA before he got injured. He's been gone for 3 months. And last night was really good. Limited pitches, got through it, got a win, his first as a Pirate, as they won 4-1 over the pathetic White Sox, who are 27-69. They also got a break in this game because I didn't know this was going to happen, but Garrett Crochet, their starter, who's going to be an American League All-Star, he's a 25-year-old kid, lefty, who Major League Baseball strikeout leader, went two innings, and that's it. He was taken out of the game. Two innings. I thought Crochet is going to be a tough one for the Pirates last night, but they went to the bullpen and used a lot of guys, and the Pirates actually got through and got some key hits to win this game 4-1. So that puts them just 2.5 out of the third and final wild card. And there are a bunch of teams, seven of them, log jam there within a game or a game and a half. And so the question is, we're getting closer to the trade deadline. We've been asking this for a long time. What happens with the Pittsburgh Pirates? What will they do? Can they offer a team something to get something back? I don't think it'll ever be a big-time player, but I think they could certainly add to their offense. It's encouraging that Tellez has gotten it together, so that's something they could build. I still need more contributions from a lot of people, but it's been kind of the same story over and over again here. The Pirates need help offensively. They keep getting good starting pitching, and today it's going to be Luis Ortiz, who's really pitched well the last time out. In fact, he had six scoreless as well. And he has a sub-3 ERA. So if he gets it together, Gonzalez gets it together, you got Jones returning who knows when, hopefully soon in August, but it may not be that way. And then Falter to join, Keller and Skeens. That's really the strength of this team. I didn't think I'd say that here in July, that would be the strength of the team, but that's exactly what it is. At 412-928-9370, that is the number to call here, and let us know what you think about all of these things. But I put you on the spot. What would you do? If you're in that situation, Paul Skeens, 99 pitches, 7 hitless innings. He had a 6-pitch inning the inning before, which made me thought he was going to stay out there a little longer. But, again, it's a debate that you're going to have back and forth. Derek Shelton's going to make these tough decisions, and he made it. All right, let's go out to the lines as we greet you this morning on a beautiful Saturday where it's going to heat up to 91 degrees. Rick in Pittsburgh is first up. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Yeah, hi, Bob. It's good to talk to you. Two pieces of evidence supporting Derek Shelton. First, there's only one way to develop arm strength. You can't lift weights. You can't do calisthenics. It's long toss. Sad part is kids don't do that. You and I did that. A lot of people in your audience played long toss because we didn't have much else to do. Go outside and throw the ball, right? And that's how you develop arm strength. Second piece of evidence, and you may remember I was doing this story as a film. His name was Mark Fidrich. He's going to start Ian Ziering from 90210. And Ian was the last guy probably to have shoulder surgery of note before they came up with Tommy John surgery. What they did to Mark Fidrich's arm was horrific. Mark Fidrich was a bigger story than even Paul Skeens is. And I think you remember the bird, do you not?
Oh, sure. I remember him.
Absolutely.
I remember the D-Train, Dontrell Willis, how he came on and just was outstanding. The question here is people want to put him already in a category that, give him some time. It's only been 12 starts. I think I understand what he means. I understand the success he has. And he's done stuff never seen before. But, again, when we talk about best rookies and people are talking about Lemieux and Crosby and Roethlisberger, I think that's a conversation for down the line, not right now.
Right. But the thing is with Fidrich, he was baseball's best player for 1 year. Then he injured his shoulder. Again, they did this botched surgery, and he lost his career. In fact, that was the story, is that he had to learn how to replace this unbelievable love of the fans with the unconditional love of a woman. Really was a great story, but you see that danger that's there. We do not want to remember Paul Skeens as that guy like Tim Wakefield who came on like a blaze and then had a nice career, but not the career he could have. So, Derek Shelton, conservative, right decision. And that long toss, if there's anybody coaching kids out there, make them do long toss. Go out on the football field. 10 yards, drop back 10 more. 10 yards, you know this, Bob. We did it growing up, and it's what allowed us to become ball players.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it.
I
think your points are well taken. He's a big investment for them, and they want to keep him healthy as long as they can, although it seems like every pitcher ends up with some sort of elbow, tendonitis, Tommy John, whatever the case. Hopefully he will avoid that. Let's go to Tom in Greensburg, who joins us next here on the Bob Pompiani Show on the road at number one Cochran Ford, Allegheny Valley. Go ahead.
Pomp, there's so much to unpack today, so I'm going to be real quick with 2 points. One, That was a joke. And Judge, he says, trust your eyes. One guy got good contact against him in the last two innings. You know, I don't think he was getting tired. I think he was starting to settle in. It's not like your arm magically drops dead at 100 pitches. Now, as far as the arm problem, I'm going to tell you what's changed from, you know, it's like even when I was a kid, is there's no off season for these guys. Even when they play three sports, you know, they're going for workouts. You know, I got friends now, they're playing baseball, and they're going for football workouts in the morning and, you know, wrestling workouts in the evening. There's no off season for these kids. They're pitching, you know, for their school teams. They're pitching all summer for their Legion teams. And then they're still working with their personal coaches throwing.
Yeah, no, I get it. It has done that. But, you know, so you're telling me you would have kept him in no matter what. And how many pitches would you have allowed him to throw?
I would have trusted my eyes. I mean, you could see when he was getting tired. I absolutely would have marched him out for the eighth.
Well, he didn't think he was
getting
tired.
What if he comes out for the eighth and throws five pitches and gets two outs? Then what do you do? You're going to pull? I mean, he was in command of that game, no doubt.
Thank you, Tom. Yeah, he was. He was very much in command, and he's been in command of everything he's done to the point he's got one of the lowest whips that you've seen from anyone coming into baseball at .092, I think it is. But the point is, you know, Derek Shelton has a lot on his plate with him and with Jared Jones. If you notice, Jared Jones, his arm needed a break, and they have something going on with that. And I think that's why you saw him in his last outing. You know, only five innings, whatever the case. They have to be proactive here in a way, too. I get it, but there's part of me when you're talking about history and rookie pitchers coming into a game throwing a no-hitter, you don't see that at all. And he was knocking on the door, and he's been knocking on the door twice now. I'm going to be curious later in the year if this happens, and I can't imagine it would be three times. But he might be tempted to keep him in. Again, circumstances will determine what happens there. Let's go out to the North Hills, join Joe. What's up, Joe? How are you?
Hey, Bob. Nice to hear you. So a couple points on the Skeens thing. First of all, he's at 99 pitches. So what are you going to do? You're going to let him pitch, you know, how many more are you going to let him pitch? I mean,
well,
he had a
six,
great
he
game.
Had six in the previous inning. That would have taken you to 105 if he duplicates that. In his last outing prior to this, he had 107.
Well, the key is if he duplicates that. We're still talking about the Brewers. They're one hit away from tying the game.
I think
what
that's – can I stop you right there, Joe? That's a good point. If this were 6-0, you might have a different outcome. Because it was 1-0, he's managing to win the game. And if he senses that he needed to go to the bullpen, which he did, and he almost lost it because Holderman came in, loaded the bases, and got out of it, you know, at the end, barely, as he got William Contreras to swing and miss.
So all that talk about Tommy John, his arm hurting, throw that out the window. Shelton's going for the win. This is a big series. I mean, you know, Skeens will have another shot at a no-hitter. He's a great guy. He's got a good arm. But they wanted to win that game, and I thought Shelton made the right choice.
Thank you, Joe. All right, that means 2-1 against Tom in Greensburg, who said he should have stayed in there. Let's find out what Jeff says in Bethel Park. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the show. No, Jeff went away. Okay. Well, he could have either tied it or made it 3-1, but I'm sure we're going to get a lot more feedback on this after we do some business with our sponsors. But, it's an interesting debate, and it's one that's going to always pop up when you have a guy like this with a pitch count being what it was. It was teetering. If it had been 89, it's a no-brainer. You can go for two more innings. 99, you know, again, I think it's tough. And the point that it was a 1-0 game. If it were 6-0, I think Derek Shelton may have said, okay, start the eighth, let's see where this goes. 1-0, you're one pitch away from a game being tied or worse. And they almost did lose it, even though he went to his bullpen because Colin Holderman got out of a mess that he created. But still, they were one hit away from winning the game. So I think all of that plays into this. 412-928-9370. That is the number on this beautiful Saturday. Bob Pompiani with you. We have more baseball talk on the way. We're also getting closer to the start of Steelers and their training camp in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. A lot of expectations all the way. This is always a good time of the year to talk about what you see from them and some of the position battles. Weigh in if you'd like to do that. As we continue here, I want to tell you before we go to break that this is also a place at number one Cochran Ford Allegheny Valley. Well, if you need service, this is the place to go. Ford offers monthly specials and everyday low prices. Plus, they'll even come to you with Ford Ford Mobile Service, where factory-certified technicians will perform routine maintenance, and they'll do it right at your house. So they make it as convenient as possible at number one Cochrane. We're going to take a break. Come back with more of your phone calls right here. It's the Bob Pompeiani Show on the road again at number one Cochrane Ford Allegheny Valley on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everyone, on a beautiful Saturday here in Western Pennsylvania. Bob Pompeiani with you until 1 o'clock, and that's when Jeff Athorn takes over with the North Shore Tavern leadoff show, followed by the Pirates in the middle game of their series against the White Sox. 2:10 start time. Luis Ortiz takes the mound, and the Pirates are 2.5 games out of the third wild card. Actually, the second wild card, because there's a tie for the second and third. And the Cardinals have one of those positions. So do the Mets. The Mets have been hot lately. Cardinals, not so much. It's going to be this way all the way through the end of the year, and there are seven teams that are well within reach of that second and third wild card. So can the Pirates get there? Also want to remind you about a big event coming up. This is the HM3 Partners Independence Fund. It presents Celebrity Care Fest. If you've never been to this event, you need to go. It benefits UPMC Children's Hospital Foundation. Two nights of star-studded entertainment. We're talking about July 26th and 27th, a Friday and Saturday. Pat Benatar will be there. Neil Girardo, along with Smokey Robinson and a big-time superstar artist. Really so big they can't tell you about it here. So learn who it is. HM3.org. HM3.org. Tickets on sale. It's a great opportunity to have some fun. Beautiful setting. And you're going to see some outstanding entertainment as well. 412-928-9370. To add a little layer to the Skeens debate, this would be it. Paul Skeens is a rookie, which means the Pirates really do control his contractual situation through the year 2027, which is to say they don't have to do much other than give him minimal increases in whatever the case may be. We had this discussion the other night on the Ireland Contracting Nightly Sports Call on KDK+. Chris Muller and I kicked it around here, and what would you do with Paul Skeens? Just say this continues, and he does win Rookie of the Year, and he's a finalist, if not wins, the Cy Young. Based on what the Pirates are obligated to do, they would pay him $800,000 next year, and there would be no control. He has no say in this. You might remember Garrett Cole was in the same boat once where he wanted a better raise than the Pirates gave him, and he made that known. He was not happy with it. What should the Pirates do? Should they engage in a pay increase? And I'm not talking about just a few hundred thousand here. I'm talking about more than that to show some good faith in him. Would you engage in a contract that takes him through the next 3 years? Would you engage in a contract that takes him through 6 to 8 years? And how much would that look like? Let me know what you think at 412-928-9370. But they're going to have to figure this out because he won't be here that long if you don't. You're going to have to come up with money that certainly will be uncomfortable for the Pirates to spend. When you have a talent like this, again, I look at it like winning and the gate. Huge advantages. Paul Skeens, every time he pitches, there should be a sellout crowd there. That means a lot, and this will continue for years. You want to keep him around as long as possible. You can do that with Jared Jones to a lesser degree, but same thing holds true. So my bet would be that they're going to do something, but it won't be as much as maybe I would like to see. I think you should engage him right now. If this season continues, let's say they get in and he does something in the postseason, I'm talking about a 5 to 8 year deal at a really high rate. Why not? That's what he deserves. It shows good faith, and it also sends a message out there that Pirates are serious about winning. So you can do that through Paul Skeens. 412-928-9370. Let's go out to Joe in Verona. Hello, Joe. How are you?
Always. Good morning. That was a great story about Nolan Ryan. I got to listen on the radio to Harvey Haddix, I remember Vernon Law one time.
Right.
18 innings, Vernon Law. But what I want to say is, I know this isn't popular because Mark Madden isn't popular in his time, but one thing he does say, he just beats on Nutting. And Nutting's the guy he's the guy that runs this show, and he should be looked into, Bob, because this is out of hand. Like, we talk and sugarcoat.
So we've talked about this all the time, but I'm just asking a specific question to you right now. What would you do with Paul Skenes?
I would sign him for 10 years, $400 million.
Okay, good. That's the answer I was looking for. 10 years.
I'm saying 400, and you know what? He has it, and we all know it, and that's what you do. But he's not a knowner, and he should be looked into. But that's what I would give him. And we're just nickel, diamond, dabbing, dooby dooby. It's what you do. This is, don't have to be the Yankees or L.A. We can afford it. Nutty is a billionaire. He's not a pauper on the street.
No, Joe, I agree. I've been spending his money a lot too over the years. Thank you for the call. Brought us
up, Bob.
Get Tanzerite's face over here. Yeah, I agree. I don't know about, 10 years. Listen, they have concerns with pitchers because no doubt there'll be times when he gets injured. He needs time away. Hopefully it won't result in a surgery, but it seems like the lion's share of these kind of cases come up and it results in surgery. But that's part of what you're dealing with. If you still want to be committed to him long-term, and I think given the fact that he's a bet-on-me kind of guy. He strikes me that way. He's confident. I don't know that he's going to sit around and wait for you if you're not going to do anything in the next couple of years. He may just wait it out and get to where he needs to go, and arbitration numbers are going to be big to begin with. So you're going to pay him a lot in arbitration when he gets to that level if this continues. Why not show him a big year, right, or a big contract right now? He says 10 years, $400 million. Let's see what the counselor says out in the car. What's up, counselor? How are you?
Fine, Bob. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I would try and give him a much bigger raise than he would normally get, being, the second year of the control. I'd try to sweeten it pretty heavy. I mean, I don't know if $400 million over 10 years, but I'd certainly be way better than what he would get from, the next year,
the arbitration,
whatever his raise would be.
Right. Well, next year he's going to go to $800,000. That's all they have to pay him by. Now, listen. This is the CBA. This is the collective bargaining agreement between the owners and players. And the owners knew what they were doing, and the players knew what they were doing. The Players Association agreed to allow the owners to control salary for the first 4 years of this, and you get to arbitration. So there's really nothing Paul Skenes can do. He has to accept whatever they offer. I'm just asking, if you were the Pirates.
I'd probably go to $2 million, Bob. $2 million.
That's also a likely situation that they say, "Hey, we're going to agree to how about 2 years? We know we're only going to pay you $800,000 next year and $1 million the next. We're going to give you 2 years, $7 million, $5 million, $8 million, whatever, just for now." If they don't want to go and do the whole 10-year kind of route.
Yeah, and so, the other thing is, if this young man wins Rookie of the Year, which is pretty good possibility, and God, if he wins the Cy Young, you've got to be able to tell him, look, we're committed. We're going to put people around you, but we're committed to you, too.
No question about it. Thank you, counselor. Appreciate it. 412-928-9370. Bob Pompeiani, we're out here at number one Cochran Ford, Allegheny Valley. Easy drive from Pittsburgh. Get on 28. You're here in 20 minutes. No stops, and you'll see some great opportunities to get a new vehicle or a used vehicle or some outstanding service at number one Cochran Ford, Allegheny Valley. Now it's Tom in Washington who joins us at 412-928-9370. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Bob.
What's up?
Hey, so I would offer right now a 240 over 8 years, even though we know somehow Nutting is going to screw this up. Now, my question is, being he's a rookie, are there any clauses for him with the Rookie of the Year?
Yes.
And the other?
Yes, he'll make some extra incentive money for sure.
Okay.
But I'm just talking about just base salary.
Yeah, they have to do something.
So you said 8 years, $240 million. That's $30 million a year.
Yeah.
I think that would open his eyes a little bit, but I think it depends on where he sits on this. If he believes that, he's going to be a dominant pitcher for many years, he can go through this arbitration or wait until he's ultimately the free agent, and then he would command whatever. And you've already seen some of these contracts that some of these guys are getting, and it's only going to go north of this. So the longer he waits, the more he likely will get. I think it's after year three.
year three. Okay, you know, anything can happen
for,
within
for his
the
case,
next
or maybe
few years.
You're two. I'm not sure. I got to check how his status goes, especially if he wins Rookie of the Year.
All right. But all right, Bob. You have a good weekend. Thanks.
All right, but thank you, Tom. In any event, they're going to have a decision to make. Always informed and always with a good opinion is Anthony in Oakland, and he joins us right now live on the Fan. Anthony.
You know what, Bob? It doesn't matter what happens with this franchise as long as you have this inept owner in charge. You know, you've been around owners majority of your career. To some of them, a baseball team or a football team is novelty. They're billionaires. It's a toy to them. It's status. To netting, it's making money. And so for he spent, I don't know how many hundreds of millions for it. Now it's in the billion range. But he has yet to invest in it properly. He's not going to market schemes. They don't have – they're incapable of it.
I disagree with that, Anthony. I disagree with that altogether. I think they will. I think the league is going to do the work for them.
But that's not the league's response. If the league was really interested in the Pirate franchise, they would have held him accountable a long time ago. But he's given them what they want and some of these deals that they've made, and that's why he doesn't get along. They would have taken the team like Marge Schott, like Charlie Finley back in the day, because he's done nothing with the money. I see the legislature's finally asking some questions about what are you spending the money on? Why is this team – why aren't you getting more wins out of this team? What are you doing? And then he gives us that song and dance 3 weeks ago about we're going to make some significant changes if it comes to organically
I agree. He's going to be held to that. He will be held to that if they do nothing. They have to do something here to try. And if you tell me that this is the year that they don't think that they are in this world of baseball with the pitching that they have, you can win a world championship with this team. You really can. I know they got to upgrade their hitting, but if you get kinds of pitching they're getting, you could be in the conversation for sure once they get in, but the challenge will be getting in.
But, Bob, it's already been leaked that was all a show and dance for us.
Well, yeah, apparently from John Parado's reporting. But, you know, again, we'll see what – to me, it still has to, either show up or not show up. If it doesn't, then you know that that's the case. If it does and they do something, then you know that wasn't the case. All I'm saying to you is they will market schemes. I think they will. So get back to the basic question I'm asking, Anthony. What would you do? Just forget about your feelings about ownership. I know it will influence your answer here, but what should they do for a guy like this who next year will only be making $800,000? I say that knowing that most of us will never make that kind of money in our lives, but for baseball, that's not very much.
Well, he's your most marketable player. You give him what is equitable to what that is. But if this was a Thomas Tall, if this was a David Tepper, a Mark Cuban, Michael Keaton combination who was owning this team, they'd know how to do it. But he doesn't know how to do it, Bob. So
again, I understand that, but just you being in charge, what would you offer him? That's all I'm trying to get, because I think there's a wide range of answers here.
I'd start at $15 million for next year, and we escalated up a five every year. I'm sure he'd take that guaranteed money right now.
Well, he has nowhere to go. He has nowhere to go for the first several years. So if that's to me what the most likely thing to happen here. I agree with that. You'll see a 3-year deal for $60 million, 20 a year, where he doesn't have to worry about anything, and he still will be eligible for free agency. If you want to go further than that, our previous caller said 10 years, $400 million. That is not out of the realm of possibility if they're willing to do it. And quite frankly, where would that take their salary system, Anthony? They'd still be only at $130 million a year or something. That's way below what the Yankees and what the Dodgers spend. So even if you gave him $40 million a year, you'd be still below what most teams pay. And you'll be making – you would think you'd be recouping this in a lot of different other opportunities, whether that's marketing, merchandising, and getting into the playoffs and gates at the playoff.
So then again, baseball, Bob, that's what it is. They need to take advantage of it. You know, there was a time on Sunday night, we didn't just always see the Yankees and the Red Sox. There was a time you saw the Pirates and the Cardinals and the Pirates and the Cubs and the Pirates and the Mets. Why? Because they were relevant.
No, I think also it's the big city mentality. They get better ratings. That's why they're on. But you're right. You have to be a competitive team to be on. Thanks, Anthony, for the call. Always appreciate it. Hope you have a good weekend. Jay in Uniontown, Brian and McKee's Rocks. Hang on. We're going to get to your calls coming up. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. And once again, I want to remind you that we're here at number one Cochran, Ford, Allegheny Valley. A lot of stuff going on here today, and hope you come out, check it out. You get some great deals. And don't forget their Independence Day sale, even though Independence Day is over, it's come and gone, but number one Cochran's red, white, and new celebration. It's extended all the way through July 31st, so you can come in and select Ford vehicles are marked with special tags indicating extra savings up to $1,000 off already reduced prices. These are available, and listen to this, it's only in store. So you want to make sure you take full advantage of this deadline extension. Stop by in store July 31st. We have more coming up. I also want to tell you that you can play hooky from work and join Joe Starkey at Topgolf for the first round of the Royal Troon Open Championship. It's Thursday, July 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Joe will broadcast and watch the Open and probably take a swing or two, or for that matter, he'll probably do more than that, and there could be some dead air going on because he's so into golf right now. You can join him, and while you're there, sample Bell's Beer. Watch day one from Royal Troon. Win prizes with Joe Starkey. That's next Thursday, July 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We have more coming up, and we'll take more calls all the way until 1 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. All right, we're back with more at 412-928-9370 on the road again at number one Cochran Ford Allegheny Valley. Come on out. Just off Route 28 in Natrona Heights. It's a straight shot from downtown Pittsburgh. Easy to get here. And they have more than 380 new vehicles in stock with lease and financing specials available on bestsellers like the Explorer, the Bronco, the F-150, and so much more. Don't miss the red, white, and new celebration number one Cochran Ford Allegheny Valley now. It's extended through July 31st. Or if you want to do it online and check out the inventory they have, which is massive, CochranFord.com. All right, 412-928-9370. We continue with a lot of opinions about Paul Skeens and what the Pirates should do with him after this season when he will only be obligated to get an $800,000 paycheck. And again, I don't want to diminish how important that's a lot of money for a lot of people. But in sports, that really isn't, especially for a guy of this talent. So what would you do? Call me at 412-928-9370. Chuck in Uniontown joins us right now. Chuck, you're an avid fan, I know. So what would you do if you were in charge?
Oh, Bob, the guy that said 10 years and $400, $400,000, $400 million was on the right track. But Bob, I want to say something else currently about the current part right now. After the All-Star game, the first set is with the Phillies next weekend. There should not be an empty seat at PNC Park next week.
Well, you know you're going to get some Philly fans making the trick over because they're having an unbelievable season. So, but I agree with you.
Bob, I'm being a little devil here. You know what I told somebody this morning? I hope every Philly fan that travels here gets a flat tire at Carlisle and has to go back.
Right.
No, but Bob, you know, this after the All-Star break, we got three with the Phillies and three with the Cardinals. You know, I was telling somebody, this is, you know, the time for the Pirates to make a push because the national spotlight is somewhat on the Pirates because of Skeens. And a guy like Skeens, wouldn't it be great to see him in the postseason?
Oh, I think baseball would love to see that. Absolutely. Yeah. They're craving for ratings at that time of the year going against the NFL. The almighty NFL when it comes to television. If you have an opportunity to have this phenom, sure they would. I think that's, you know, but the Pirates should be interested. So, okay, Chuck, you said you'd be leaning toward the 10-year $400 million if that's something that makes sense to Paul Skeens. Again, I would agree. It has to take something massive to do it, and if you want to do it now, you would probably you know, help him out in future decisions. But if you just allow it, and again, I go back to the Gerrit Cole situation where the Pirates didn't do much in terms of offering anything beyond what he wanted and what they were obligated to pay, and I don't think it helped them in future negotiating years.
Bob, the unpardonable thing for the Pirates, we cannot waste the Paul Skeens gift. How often does somebody, a multi-generational talent, maybe come along like this? Sure, you know, to me, I was just thinking a while ago, I know I'm taking you back a few years, but Paul Skeens is the pitching with Johnny Bench was the catching.
I got you. Thanks, Chuck. I appreciate that. And all good points. Let's go to Marty, who joins us in Frick Park. Hey, Marty.
Hey, Bob, it's kind of warm out here, so you're on speaker, but I'm by myself. Yeah, I come up with a 7-year, $175 million extension. Let me tell you how I get there. Next year, they don't have to pay him, but let's say they give $1.5 to $2 million next year. He is going to be ARB eligible year three because he's going to be a Super 2, or if he wins the Rookie of the Year, I think both Clinch can be an ARB eligible. So I just extrapolated, Bob, 10, 20, 30, and 40. Those first 3 years of ARB, right? 4 years of ARB, I'm sorry. That gets you to $101, $102 million. If you do the last 2 years at close to $75 million, now in theory, if he's, you know, what everybody's saying, and he's a 22-8 pitcher every year, he'd make more. But you have to incentivize him a little bit to take the deal, too, right? You can't, for 7 years, given that he is, in fact, a pitcher, he could get hurt. He could miss a year and a half. Hopefully he comes back 100%. But, you know, we're going crazy in Pittsburgh, but other places have gone crazy, too, about people like you mentioned, Dontrell Willis, Fernando Mania, Steven Strasburg. Those guys didn't really have long careers.
No, so I think that'll be the hesitation the Pirates may have to try to get over. If they are being hesitant, at some point you're just going to have to say, well, that's part of it, and we don't know. But we also know that if we don't act quickly here, we're going to lose him when the time comes. So I think that's the deadline game they're playing. It's not an immediate deadline, but it is one that will be here before you know it.
So if he goes 7-175, Bob, I just thought you'd like this because – I'm an old engineer. Essentially, these people talking about 10 years, $400 million, that would essentially be guaranteed in the last 3 years at $75 million a year. I mean, that's insane, even for big teams, I think, right?
Well, yeah, but this may be one of those guys you're going to have to break all the molds for in terms of contractual situations. So, hey, Marty, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Have a good walk out there. It is hot, and drink some water for sure. 412-928-9370. Yeah, John and Cranberry, hang on. Eric in Dubois, Pennsylvania. Hang on, we're going to get to you in a second here, but I got to tell you about the fan weather, which is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Conditions and terms apply. Today, sunny, hot. You know what it's going to be, 91 degrees. Tonight, mainly clear, humid, only down to 68. Tomorrow, we're even going higher here to 93. There is a chance of a thunderstorm tomorrow. Anytime you get in the 90s, that exists. And that is your fan weather. We have more coming up here. We're going to talk about Paul Skenes. How much would you offer him at the end of this season? If let's say he does win Rookie of the Year. Let's say, even though, you know, you would think Cy Young is a little bit far-fetched, well, the odds on him have dropped dramatically. 200-1 to start.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with our number two on the road again. Number one, Cochran Ford, Allegheny Valley. Come on out. It's easy to get here just off Route 28 in Natrona Heights. Straight shot, no red lights. You'll get here in 20 minutes from downtown. Independence Day came and went, but number one, Cochran's red, white, and new celebration extended all the way through the end of this month, July 31st. Select Ford vehicles are marked with special tags indicating extra savings. Come on in. Check them all out right here at number one Cochran Ford, Allegheny Valley. In the meantime, I want to tell you that our show is brought to you by number one Cochran. Shop 24/7 with Expressway, Cochran.com. And our Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them, SouthHillsKia.com. And the fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. So we have a lot of stuff going on, talking about the Pirates, talking about what's going on with Paul Skenes, the fact that he's a starter, I think that's great news. And, you know, you think about what he's been able to do in such a short amount of time at 6-0, and we had two levels of debate with him so far. So if you'd like to chime in on this. Please call 412-928-9370. Number one, we'd be talking about whether or not you should have taken him out at 99 pitches, seven hitless innings against Milwaukee. Derek Shelton was quick to say he looked tired. I wasn't going to leave him out there. It was a 1-0 game. And for those of you who think, well, they should have just let him go until he cracked, you know, they're trying to win a game, too. It's an important one, given where they are against that team. And so if it was 6-0, I think there may have been a little bit of leeway there. The fact that it was 1-0, I think, certainly influenced that. So you got to take that into account. But it's been kind of a split decision. You know, there are a lot of people out there who think, all right, fine. 99 makes sense. You don't want to tax him. You don't want to put over stress on that arm. Others say, why would you not give him an opportunity? We heard from Livy Dunn earlier in the first hour, and she, talking about her boyfriend, said, yeah, he's extremely competitive. He would have loved to gone out there, but, you know, they have to worry about the arm, too. I think it was good. So she let the Pirates off the hook there. If she had doubled down on that first part of that comment, that might have been very interesting to see what would have happened after that. But, you know, the bottom line is they made a smart decision. They got the win. That was most important, although by going to Colin Holderman, they almost lost the game because the Brewers had the bases loaded with their best hitter up in that situation. He got a big strikeout. So then the next question would be Paul Skeens. What do you do with his salary moving forward? He is really under obligation to be with the Pirates until the year 2027. So essentially 3 years. But if he wins Rookie of the Year and other things, that could change that. They're not going to have him under control for a long, long period of time. Next year, he is only obligated to make $800,000 per CBA. But if you're the Pirates, you don't have to abide by that. You can give him whatever you want, whenever you want. So what should they do? What would you do? 412-928-9370. I do think I'd engage him in a long-term talk. I just would. He is a once-of-a-lifetime kind of pitcher. We've seen that. Will there be an injury along the way? Sure. Will you have to absorb maybe losing him for a little bit of time? Sure. But that should not prevent you from looking into a long-term arrangement with him, in my opinion. He's a unique pitcher. I'd want to keep him here as long as I could. And I think you know you have to consider that when you're dealing with him. You also have a guy like Jared Jones who's going to deserve down the road maybe that same treatment, but not right now. So they're in good shape. They already have Keller signed longer term. They can have a big three for many years to come here. And I think Skeens and whether or not he'll get the money, that's going to be – the debate moving forward at 412-928-9370. Then there's the overriding thing beyond Skeens, even though he is the number one talking point going on here, and that's the Pirates in their position. They are currently 2.5 out of the third wild card or the second wild card because there's a tie for that right now. St. Louis and the Mets are tied for second and third, and two teams going in different directions. The Mets have won 4 in a row, and the Cardinals have lost 3 in a row. And then you look at the Pirate upcoming schedule here, and they're only 2.5 out. Like I said, there are a lot of teams right bunched together there. So after the break, they have the Phillies in town. Then they have St. Louis in town. Huge series for both the Pirates and St. Louis there. Then they go on the road, Arizona and Houston. Both of those teams are playoff contending teams. The Pirates, the schedule is going to get a little bit more demanding, and they're going to need to, you know, somehow navigate their way through that. That's why the next two games in Chicago are very important as well. They won last night 4-1. Marco Gonzalez did a very good job in that department as his ERA was lowered to 2.45 for the year. He's one of those guys that fits, I think, in between, you know, a softy kind of thrower compared to Skeens or compared to Jared Jones. He, like Martin Perez, can pitch the same way there. So I think that's important that they get those guys contributing, and it's good to see Gonzalez back after he missed a couple of months here. The Pirates got a little bit of a break last night when Garrett Crochet, who's their all-star for Chicago, was only limited to 2 innings by design. He's the Major League Baseball strikeout leader, and he had 4 2 innings, and then they took him out. And I think that helped the Pirates along the way as they got to that Chicago bullpen. And Chicago's not a good team, as we know. They're 27-69. The Pirates need to take advantage of these next two, and if they do, they get to 500. 48-48 at the break. And just for information's sake, Paul Skeens at the beginning of the season was a 200-1 shot to win the Cy Young. He is now much different than that. He is 11-1 to win the Cy Young. So, you know, the bottom line there is he's moving up quickly. And if that should happen, what a remarkable season this would be. 412-928-9370. is the number to call. We're also getting closer and closer to the start of Steeler training camp. I'd like to hear your thoughts about where they are, and very competitive AFC North, as it always is. And they have some new people in place. I still think there are going to be some fine-tuning to this roster, especially offensively. They need some help. Van Jefferson, they have guys. They have, you know, guys who can certainly occupy that role. But can they replace what Deontay Johnson brought here? You know, can they do that with Van Jefferson? Can they do that with Scotty Miller? Can they do that with Calvin Austin and everyone else in that category? I think Pat Freiermuth is a guy who should, you know, really see his targets go up quite a bit based on the fact that George Pickens is going to get double-teamed quite a bit, I think, as it would stand here right now. I also think the running backs, that's one of the strengths of the Pittsburgh Steelers control, you know, compared to most every team in the NFL. They have two guys. And they can utilize them both, you know, pending injury, where they can do a lot of good things in the run game, and also I think an expanded role in the pass game. So all of that is important for the Steelers under Arthur Smith for the very first time. So just a reminder, we have all the preseason games coming up on KDKA this year, starting with the Texans and the home opener in the preseason. You'll get your first chance of seeing Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, and that battle. Even though it doesn't look like it's much of a battle, although if Justin Fields pushes a little bit, you wonder what that would turn into, because it would be interesting to see. But both guys under only one-year deals with Pittsburgh, so this is a big year for both of them coming into the season in new surroundings. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Pirates today will go at it at 210. Luis Ortiz will be on the mound. That's another guy who's really come on, and he's earned himself a spot in this rotation for the time being with the injuries to Jarrett Jones and Bailey Falter. So, you know, if he can do that, along with Marco Gonzalez to complement Skeens and Keller for now, and if some of these injury situations get better, and that includes Martin Perez, who, you know, he fits in there for now, but they got to do better than that, I think. With these injuries, if Falter and Jones come back sooner rather than later, I think you can have a very good starting five heading into the second half of the season. All right, 412-928-9370. A lot of people want to talk. Let's get to John in Cranberry. Hello, John. How are you?
Hey, Bob. It's always good to talk to you. Thanks for taking my call. So I'm going to shock you here, and I'm going to go off the grid and bring up another subject besides the Pirates and Paul Skeens. And
sure.
What I wanted to talk to you about, I love, and I've talked to you a little bit about this before, but I love NCAA sports. I love NCAA football and basketball. And about 6 weeks ago, a landmark decision was made by the NCAA to start paying athletes. And what I'm calling about, I wanted to get your thoughts on that. Of course, you know, the NCAA's lost so many court cases that they probably had to make the settlement. But my confusion when I read this, it looks like it was an agreement between the NCAA and the Power Five conferences.
Yes, that's my take on it too.
Here's my question. This is why it's interesting. So I'm a graduate actually of St. Bonaventure, and I'll Duquesne basketball. So does that mean like each school is going to get, it looks like an allotment of about $20 million, but I think it's the Power Five school. So does that mean like Duquesne as a Division I basketball team will not get that allotment like, let's say, Ohio State, a Power Five school, will get? And with that, wouldn't that like change the structure of all conferences in the NCAA? I'm just interested to see your take on that decision.
I don't know the answer to that. I can call and ask those people at Duquesne how this would affect them. I imagine they're going to get something. But what I think a bigger issue is, how does this work with the NIL money?
Because
now all of a sudden you have – I'm sure Livy Dunn, for example, since we talk about her a lot on this program because she's dating Paul Skeens, I'm sure she's not going back to LSU just because she wants to. I'm sure there's a lot of NIL money involved with this. So how does that work in addition to what they're now saying here? So
yeah,
it's very convoluted to me. And, you know, quite frankly, I don't know what it means for people like Duquesne or somebody else not included in the Power Five. But that was my read on it as well. I haven't talked to anybody about it, but I got the feeling that the Power Five was going to get first dibs on just about everything.
Because if that's the case, Bob, it would almost be, and I know it's not amateur anymore, right? It's becoming like a professional.
No, it's turned into professional. Question.
Was interesting.
Unfortunately, a lot of, if that's the case, though, I think the NCAA realizes that they're going to have, you can't just have a few select players getting NIL money and nobody else gets much. So I think that's also part of this. You know, the NCAA is going to have to make it. It's a professional thing. That's what it is.
Yes.
All right, John.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Have a good
week. I'm sure we're going to see more on this in the coming months. But for now, it's kind of, I agree with your take as my take, that's how it looks. Let's go to Eric in Dubois. What's up, Eric? How are you?
Hey, Bob. I'm great. How are you today?
All right. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm calling just to weigh in on the scheme situation. As far as the no-hitter, I would have started him in the eighth and had somebody warming in case he lets up a hit. As far as his contract goes, I'm willing to negotiate. Like, I'd go, like, a good starting pitcher is going to give you 30 starts a year. So pay the guy $1 million to start. All right, let's go 8 years, 250. 8 years, 250. And as far as what's going on now, I just hope the Buccos can sweep this series, and I think we could possibly bring Luis Robert back home with us and bring us, you know, a good trade at the deadline.
Well, that's going to be one of the things also, Eric. Thank you for the call that people are going to be looking at. What will Ben Cherington do based on what Bob Nutting said he could do? And whether or not that was a legitimate thing or just something to placate the media and the fans. So that's going to be something to watch. As far as your take on that, you know, the thing about Paul Skenes, he's 22. If you engage in this next year, he can not only get a whole bunch of money right now, but he'll be 30 by the time his next contract's over, if it's an 8 year or 7 year, whatever the case may be. He'll have another big one, maybe bigger. So he may be incentivized to take something now with a guarantee that kind of money through his early 20s into mid to late 20s, and then he could strike again if he's still at the top of his game for another bigger contract potentially. So all the balls are in his court right now. You know, the contractual obligation here falls to the Pirates and whether or not they're willing to engage in this sort of thing early in his career. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Ross Township. We have Jerry on the line. Hello, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Good.
It seems to me on the Steen's opinion, but it seems like the outcome of the game pretty much will dictate everybody's opinion. I think had they blown that game, the house would have probably been burnt down. As to whether he should have been removed or not.
Oh,
removed.
No question. If Contreras hits against Holderman and they lose the game because of the bullpen selection, that would have taken on a whole different level of anger.
Yeah, and ask your buddy Steve Blass what he thinks. If he was watching that game, he was probably jumping out of his skin. Because my opinion is Steve has always been anti-pitch count. So I can only imagine.
Well, they never had it. They never had it. Even when he threw complete game in the World Series twice, I don't think there was no pitch count. Nobody
right,
even
exactly.
talked. And I cited the example earlier back in 1974, Nolan Ryan threw 258 pitches in one game. He went 13 innings, just like Harvey Haddix here. You know, I mean, as long as you could play and you were not tired and you felt good, you told your manager, I'm ready to go. And they didn't have any limits. Now, the game has changed. The money has increased dramatically, and that obviously plays a role in this.
Well, also, in terms of injury, you know, my opinion, I played a lot of baseball. I umpired Little League, Pony League, Colt League, and – you know, these kids are throwing curveballs at 7, 8, 9 years old every other pitch. I think that, you know, by the time they get through all of these, you know, like I say, Little League, Colt League, Pony League or whatever, and move on. I mean, I just think that's a really, really bad thing to do. I think a doctor needs to step in somewhere and say, hey, these kids at that age should not be throwing breaking balls like that. I just can't help but believe that's taking a toll on their arm in the long run.
How about this kid Ben Joyce, I guess, from the Angels? He hit 105 on the velocity chart last night. So, my fear there is that those guys who just do that are something's going to happen to their arms. But in Skenes' case, you know, he does not rely on it. He can do it when he has to. The thing I like about his game is he has four different pitches he can rely on. He doesn't even use his changeup as much as I think maybe he will eventually. So when you're showing someone 101, those other pitches are extremely effective, especially where he puts them. The key to his success so far has not been one-on-one. It's been location of his pitches.
Yeah. One last thing. Isn't it true that Dick Groh was posthumously inducted into a Hall of Fame after he passed away?
Which Hall of Fame are you talking about here?
I don't know. I thought it was one shortly after he passed away.
Yeah, it was probably the Pitt Hall of Fame, I'm sure. He should have been. Yeah, I hate those kinds of stories. And thanks for the call here, Jerry. I mean, to me, there are certain guys who deserve to be in, and before something happens to them, let them enjoy those opportunities. And I think whether it's Dick Groh, whether it's Vern Law, whether it's anyone who falls into that, they should do that ahead of time. 412-928-9370. Hold on, Doc. We'll get to you. We have Jim and Peter's Township. We'll get to you when we come back. We are live once again at number one Cochran Ford, Allegheny Valley, right off Route 28 in Natrona Heights. It's a straight shot from downtown. So easy to get here. Wide open highway. Takes you 20 minutes, and you don't want to miss number one Cochran Ford. They have more than 380 new vehicles in stock with lease and financing specials available on bestsellers. If you like the Explorer, if you like the Bronco, if you like the F-150, all here and more, come check it out. We will continue at 412-928-9370. This is Bob Pompiani, and your calls continue until 1 o'clock on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. We are back live at number one Cochran Ford, Allegheny Valley. As I say, it's an easy drive. We're out on Route 28 in Natrona Heights. You're here in record time, and you got some great deals coming on with the Independence Day. Number one Cochran, red, white, and new celebration extended all the way through July 31st. We have a good conversation going on right now concerning Paul Skeens and the Pirates and whether or not you would have taken them out after 99 pitches like Derek Shelton did the other day in a 1-0 game. I think it's important to note it was 1-0 and not 6-0. And then what you would do with this future money, because things are going to go fast. I'm not going to mention anyone by name. But one of my friends here at Allegheny Valley Ford, number one Cochran, is a New York Yankees fan. He sat idly and watched, and all he said is, doesn't matter to me, he'll be a Yankee in 4 years. So that's all you need to know. That sentiment is out there. So a lot of people think that. It's the Pirates. It's their opportunity to change this entire thing around by making an offer. Will they do it? Should they do it? Let's go to Jim in Peters Township. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Yeah, to talk about Skeens and that, let's just talk about pitching, because that one guy said you shouldn't throw a curveball. Well, I'm 72. I grew up in the 60s. I pitched. I had friends pitched all the way through American Legion Ball 18. I started throwing curveball when I was 11 years old. Now, you have to take care of your arm. For example, we were only allowed 10 innings in a week, okay? Now, we played two games a week. I always pitched one game. I would run my arm down with Bengay, okay? I would make sure I would take care of my arm. Mm-hmm. The second thing is you have to learn how to follow through right, so you put less stress on your arm. So, I mean, I don't believe all that crap. I would have kept them in. But here's the thing. This is how I see it. And I had friends of mine, too, who pitched all the way through, all the way through high school. So that's bunk. And they had four-man rotations, too. I remember when they had four-man rotations. It wasn't five. Now, what I would do, I would be creative with Paul Skeens. So he wants 400. Give him $40 million right up front, and then give him, write annuity on him. That's how you do it. You do it like Bobby Bonilla day. Bobby Bonilla, if you remember, the Mets were in trouble, and they backloaded the contract. So
that's what they did with Shohei Ohtani in L.A., too. It's all
backloaded. You backload it. That's all you do. You get a little creative. Then what the team does, they write an annuity on it, and they get the interest on it, and boom, boom, boom. You can do it. It's just you have to be creative. And I think Skeens.
How about if he doesn't want that? How about if he wants his money right now because Livy Dunn's out spending it like crazy?
Yeah, that's true, but he's a humble guy. And judging by how humble he is, if he was greedy, yeah. Okay, I agree. He could change. But he doesn't seem like that kind of guy. I mean, that's just my opinion on his. I mean, he's very humble. You hear him interview.
There's no question he is. He's also a bet on me kind of guy. He's got a moxie about him, and
he does.
And if he does that, then he probably wants what he wants.
And I will tell you this. I've been following pitching since I'm pitching in the early, I was 8 years old, actually, a little bit. But having said that, he's the best pitcher I've seen in my lifetime on the Pirates.
Well, again, it's 12 starts. That may be the case, Jim. Thank you for the call. But I want to see a whole bunch more. I want to see how things go. We've seen a lot of one-hit wonders, and not necessarily one-hit wonders, but we've seen people come in. Earlier we talked about Mark Fidrich, how he came in and did what he did. Remember Tim Lincecum, two-time Cy Young winner. He had everyone thinking, and then it didn't last as long. I'm hopeful the Skeens last for 15 years here. If that's the case, that'd be great. Ryan in New Jersey joins us next here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Hello, Ryan. How are you this morning?
Hey, Bob. So I'm listening to this because the Pirates have the worst owner in North American sports. Let's not BS, especially for this situation. They have the worst owner that could possibly get Paul Skeens, because this is the big time when you get one of these top five talents in the league. There's no, first off, don't even talk about an extension if you're going to embarrass yourself. Because I follow the Red Sox, You can tell your Yankee friend, by the way, that their team's pathetic. They have no pitching, whatever. Their lineup's correct.
He's listening.
But the, falling apart. $300 million for that. Anyway, The problem is, if you start these negotiations and you are way out of your league, then it's over. You're done. So
what is way out of your league? Maybe it's going to take somebody like Paul Skeens to come along to get Bob Nutting to do what a lot of people suggest he should do. Way out of your league, even if it's $400 million and it's $40 million a year, that only takes their payroll into the 130s.
If you want to make him your cornerstone guy, you do it. First off, Bob Nutting has made his money 12 times over on that team. Second, people act like everybody that buys a ticket on the third base line is what pays the salaries. MLB has general funds. Everything with the Major League Baseball logo gets divided up amongst the teams. These teams don't lose any money. End of story. So, like, enough with this small market crap. That's
all right, real quick. What I agree with that. There is no small market. That's a figment of your imagination. What would you do with him? If let's say they're willing to play the game, what would it look like to you?
Well, the problem is, if you're talking about like a Mookie Betts or a Mike Trout or somebody like that, what you have to do, if you're going to open a negotiation to get him locked up long term, you have to meet their demands. You don't negotiate with them. That's just how it is. You just pay what they ask for. I mean, that's just how it plays. You know,
right.
Back to the Yankees, Aaron Judge said he was going to go to San Francisco a couple years ago. No, they paid him like $450 million. You just have to meet their demands if you even crack the door open. That's why you got to be careful on this sort of thing.
I think they will be careful. That kind of scares me. Thanks, Ryan. I got to move along. We got a lot of people here. I'm going to go down to Houston, Texas. Daryl is on the line. Hey, Daryl, what's up?
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Good.
Forgive me if the phone is a little jagged because we just got finished with the storm. So, but I've been able to listen in and hear all the comments regarding Skeens. And that the Pirates and Derek Shelton did absolutely the right thing. This is your number one investment. This is the Pirates' number one investment. You treat him with kid gloves. You try to put bubble wrap. There's no reason at 90-some-odd pitches to send him back out there because he has a air quote no hitter.
But does it matter to you, Daryl, that the previous outing he went to 107?
Well, but okay, so he gets to 107 and it's still the ninth inning. He's still got another inning to go. Where do you stop? You stop at 115? You stop at 120? Okay, so now he gets.
Does it make that much of a difference if it's 115 or 120?
No,
I mean, 149 is different.
It doesn't make that much of a difference. That's why you don't put him out there. None of it makes much of a difference. At 99, you can shut him down. At 110, you can shut him down. It doesn't make a difference. You got to protect his investment. And he goes another inning. And if I'm in Milwaukee, they're paying attention. I'm not going up there first ball swinging. I'm gonna try to say we need to see some pitches.
Yeah, I think they did that well. You know, in that earlier in that game, Daryl, they were working
exactly.
him. He had a lot of pitches
exactly.
earlier in the game.
Exactly. That's exactly what they did, Bob. And they got a little antsy because he was mowing them down. They started free swinging. You come back in the dugout. Hey, look, guys, we're not. We got to work some pitch count here because we have no shot going up there hacking at first ball. Relax. Okay, he has a no-hitter. Everybody calm down. We need to work. We can win this game. We're only down a run. But we can't do it hacking at pitches, his pitches. We got to make him work a little bit. That's what I would do. Now, again, it's easy for people to say, send him out there for the eighth inning. He has a no-hitter. And then in the flip side, we say, let's pay him $40 million a year. But we're going to run him out there and potentially – and everybody said, well, you can't correlate pitches with arm problems. Well, yes, you can. You get arm problems from throwing pitches. That's a fact. What you need to do is what they absolutely did. They need to manage him and make him more effective in the early parts of the game.
Daryl, next question. How much would you do anything with his contract next year or just let it sit at what it is $800,000 based on
– no. Okay, Bob, but you say next year. You're talking about the end of next year, right?
I'm talking about – no, he makes next year his contract will be $800,000, I believe, what I saw.
Okay,
so
no, I'm not doing anything until I get to the point of seeing, as you mentioned, I need to see more of a sample size before I start having those conversations. Because as the premier caller said, you don't want to get in there and embarrass yourself, and then that sours the whole thing moving forward. You wait and say, hey, Paul, you have a conversation. After this year, let's see how this plays out. We're willing to talk. Let's have a discussion. And you just play it out because you have the opportunity to do so. Let's not be quick, but don't hurry. You just need to be patient. That's
I got you, Daryl. Good advice.
Need to do.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, always appreciate it. Hopefully everything's good down there weather-wise now. Let's go to Lou in Neville Island. Lou, you're on. What's up?
The problem they have is they have to negotiate with him for next year because that's all they have, two more years of pre-arb, because once he gets to arbitration, he's going to be breaking records and he'll get his money. I would try to buy out 2 years of free agency and say we'll give you $210 for 7 years. That way, when he should be making $800,000, he's getting $30 million. That's the only way you're going to entice him, because once he hits free agency, he's going to get $50 million a year. His final ARP year, he's going to get $40 million. So give it to him next year. That's all you have. That's the only thing you have to sell this kid. There's only one, let's say three other owners in professional baseball who would not sign this kid. It's truly unfortunate. We have the worst owner in professional sports. Nutting doesn't deserve Gaines, but the Pittsburgh fans do. Nutting is a snake, and he will not sign him. But listen, Bob, if you traded Keller, that takes $15 to $20 million off your books. You could really afford Skeens then and get a bat back for him and keep your young pitchers and get them the heck up here, and that solves all the problems. Fire me for GM, Bob.
All right, Lou. I appreciate it. I do think in your comments there, you're alluding to being creative. I don't think they're going to have to be creative with how they handle all of this, but it's going to be a very interesting test case to see what this ownership group will do with the situation at hand. We got to go to a break. John in the car, hang on. Aaron in Greensburg, Jack in Punxsutawney, we're going to get to you. Thank you for calling today. And remember, check out number one Cochran Ford, Allegheny Valley. It's right here off Route 28 in Natrona Heights. Such an easy drive, such great deals. 380 new vehicles in stock. You got lease options, you got financing specials. If you need service, they offer monthly specials and everyday low prices. They got it all at number one Cochran. We'll be back as we round third, head to home and head you to the North Shore Tavern leadoff show with Jeff Hathorn, preceding the Pirates and White Sox at 210 right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. With Joel Nelson back at the station doing all the work back there. Thank you, Joel. Tom Catanza right here in person. We are live at number one Cochran Ford, Allegheny Valley. Great stuff coming out here. Route 28, Natrona Heights. Make sure you can do it. It's a strict straight drive from downtown Pittsburgh. We have a lot to get into as we round third head home here before we turn it over to Jeff Hathorn and the North Shore Tavern leadoff show. So let's go right back to the phone lines at 412-928-9370. John in the car. You're up, John.
Hey, good afternoon, Bob. Great show as normal.
Thank you.
Wanted to weigh in on the Skeen situation. First, I'm not a big fan of Shelty normally, but I do agree with his decision to pull him the other day. If he was at 99 pitches after eight innings, then it's a no-brainer. But 99 pitches after seven innings, I think it was a wise decision. In regards to the salary situation, I almost drove off the road earlier when you had mentioned that the Pirates and Nutting might have to, quote, break the mold. You know as well as I do, that will never, ever in our lifetime happen. The best case scenario for the Pirates is they be 1 year of free agency, you know, something in the way of a 5 year, $150 million contract. Anything that is high in the sky.
Well, it also depends on what Paul Skeens thinks of himself and, you know, what his agents think of the situation, because I guarantee you they're not going to want 5 years, $150 million. I would bet that. I think it's going to take a lot more than that, and we'll see. You know, again, this will be Bob Dunning at the test. He signed some guys longer term. We've seen it with Reynolds. I don't think people thought he'd go over $100 million for anyone. At that time, he did. I'm going to be very interested to see how this all plays out and what they can do. And they have to be creative about it, and they're going to have to do it fairly quickly. So it'll be a good test. But listen, if I'm Paul Skeens, I bet on myself about what I've been able to do here. And, you know, they're going to have to do something, I think, at the end of the season. They can't let him go into next year making the same $800,000 and then you wait. The longer you wait, the worse it's going to get, I think. So thank you for the call, John. Appreciate that. Let's go out to Greensburg. We have Aaron on the line. Hey, Aaron, how are you?
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Good. What do you think?
All right. Hey, I thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to weigh in on futures for the Pirates so that they don't necessarily have to, mortgage a future. They have a pitcher in their sights called Spencer Philhart. He is a pitcher for Old Dominion. It'll be his senior year this year. He's received two letters and talked to one scout from the Pirates. and they've clocked him at 103, and he has control.
Yeah, everyone's going over 100 miles an hour easily these days. It's crazy. But
yeah.
Okay, but I'm short on time, so I'm just asking you what you think the Pirates may do with Skeens and his money.
With Skeens, I think they should make a deal with him now.
All right, Aaron, thank you, because I think a lot of people agree with that. They're going to have to strike earlier than they normally would, given the fact that you're dealing with a Super 2 kind of guy, and it changes that dynamics. When he gets to arbitration, I don't think there's any question, the arbitration number is going to be high, so you know that's coming. So why don't you just factor in a few more years after that if you can? Jack and Punxsutawney may have a thought or two on that. Hello, Jack, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, Bob. Hey, real quick, like, I want to ask you your take. You mentioned Nolan Ryan before. Nolan Ryan pitched as hard and as long as he could, Bob, and he had 7 no-hitters, mind you. And I
think
he
pitch
had
count
one...
wasn't a thing. He just pitched. He didn't get injured, actually, really, until the end of his career, I think. From my memory, he's been a healthy pitcher, regardless of how he threw.
Yeah, and I think his last pitch, I think they clocked him at 85 miles an hour at age 63. So, and his last count, Bob, hey, listen, we all have the same ligaments, the same tendons, same muscles. What is it these days? I think I would have left Skeens in for at least another inning, you know. But anyways, that's my take on it. I'd offer Paul $60 million a year for the next 3 years. What say you?
3 year, $180 million. See, I'd want to get him longer than that, though. I don't know what it would look like, but I think that's going to be very interesting. And thanks, Jack, for the call. We're up against the break here coming up, and the head of the North Shore Tavern leadoff show with Jeff Hathorne prior to the game today. Very important. We lost in all of this is the fact the Pirates are just 2.5 out of the last or second wild card. And, you know, clearly they would love to get into a best of three. Can you imagine what PNC Park would look like? It'll be like it was in 2013, trying to get in that venue if they're in a wild card, which is different. It's not just one game anymore. It is a best of three. So the Pirates, I would like their chances if they got into that situation with guys like Skeens, Jones, and Keller. We'll see what they do. 412-928-9370. Big thank you to everyone who called in today. Those of you who didn't, I apologize. I hope I get you on again in the future. We're on 11-1 on Saturdays, and I'll see you again on the Joe Show Monday coming up, and that will be from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock. In the meantime, I want to thank all our hosts up here, too, at the number one Cochrane Ford Allegheny Valley, including our Yankee fan who won't be name mentioned because I don't want to put him out there, but he's a big Yankee fan. He's waiting for Skeens to come there. I hope I don't have to apologize and say, no, you're not going to get him. We'll see how that goes. But come on out here. Again, it's just off Route 28, and we have a lot going on. It is the red, white, and new celebration extended all the way through July 31st. And now it's time for Fan Weather, which is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's Chevy Summer Drive. It's Sun Chevy, up to $7,500 in rebates. Today, sunny, partly cloudy, 91 degrees. Tomorrow, same thing, only higher at 93 degrees. Those are your weather details at 93.7thefan.com. Thank you guys for joining us today. Thanks to number one Cochrane Ford Allegheny Valley. And stay tuned. It's the North Shore Tavern leadoff show with Jeff Hathorne right here live on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.